to winds and fewer showers, though, further north.
Sarah, thank you. Now it's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 19th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Cirrha, South at Cirrha, Forties, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight: Atlantic low 975, expected Shannon 980 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirrha, south at Cirrha, 40s. Southerly, backing southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers good. Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 later in Forth and Tyne. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering southwest later. Squally rain for a time, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, mainly south, veering west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, increasing gale 8 at times, later squally showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south and 7 in north, showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, southerly 5 to 7 at first in east, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later in Fastnet and Lundy. Squally rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 for a time in north, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale at first, gale 8 at first in Malin, decreasing 3 to 5, showers good, occasionally poor. Bailey, east 4 to 6, backing northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and later, rain or showers good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 3 at first, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast Iceland, rain good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations. Tyree Automatic, southeast 7, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1003, falling quickly. Stornoway East 3, 22 miles, 1006, falling quickly. Lerwick, south-southeast 5, 9 miles, 1012, falling. Lucas, southeast by south 3, 5 miles, 1010, falling. Bridlington, southeast by south 5, 1012, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 6, 11 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 11 miles, 1012. Jersey, southeast by south 4, 12 miles, 1009, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 6, 5 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, south by west 7, slight rain, 2 miles, 1001, falling quickly. Valentia, southwest by south 3, 6 miles, 995, now rising. Ronald's Way, east, southeast 6, slight rain, 6 miles, 1005, falling quickly. Malin Head, southeast by east 6, slight rain, 6 miles, 999, falling quickly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a large Atlantic low will encroach from the west and become slow, moving to the west of Ireland into Monday. After the spell of relatively quiet and gloomy weather, the low will push outbreaks of rain and showers, perhaps thundery, across most areas. and strong to gale force winds will develop at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later in southeast. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, then veering southwest 2 or 3 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering southwesterly later, rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering southwesterly later, rain for a time, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, veering southwest 4 to 6 later, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, veering southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 5 to 7 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 4 to 6 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southeast 6 or 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast later, rain becoming fair, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in North Channel, veering southerly 3 or 4, then backing southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Arknamurkham Point, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 3 or 4, then backing southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Arknamurkham Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly backing easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, veering southwesterly 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, occasional rain, moderate or good. And that concludes this morning's Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Bells on Sunday from the Church of St Mary Magdalene, Richmond in Greater London. The earliest reference to the church is in the 1100s from the records of nearby Merton Abbey. The church was rebuilt in the 15th century and the tower is the only remaining part of that Tudor church. There are 8 bells dating from the late 17th and mid 18th centuries. The tenor bell weighs 18.5 hundredweight and is tuned to the note of F. We now hear them ringing plain Bob Major. And those were the lovely bells of the Church of St Mary Magdalene in Richmond in Greater London. Well, now on Radio 4, it's time for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello. As controversy has swirled around the Access to Work scheme, which is designed to help disabled people get jobs and thrive in them, we've been pressing for some time to talk to Minister for Disability and Social Security, Sir Stephen Timms, at the Department for Work and Pensions, now wants to talk to us about the statistics surrounding the scheme. So let's hope we both have time to get our messages across and our questions answered. So Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you, Peter.
You're quoted in a disability magazine as having instructed officials to consider applications for access